How to fix communication issues. When you know what you want to say but feel like the other person isn't hearing you, frustration often follows. When stuck, you might feel like giving up. But if you're unhappy with your situation, see the same problems repeating, or find that your efforts to fix things aren't working, you need to change the approach. Here's how. If you're dissatisfied with your current situation. If you notice a pattern of repetition. If you feel stuck and can't improve the situation. If your efforts to make things better fail. If you're unhappy with how things are. If you think the other person is terrible. Then it's time to change your approach. Turn conflict into solutions. Wendy felt that her coworker Kevin was avoiding his responsibilities, passing on tough tasks to her, and leaving the office early. When she confronted Kevin, he said he had finished his work before leaving, but their discussion didn't go well because Kevin became defensive. Wendy became angry at the idea that she might be at fault for their conflict. "I'm the one working all weekend while Kevin leaves at 5, she said in frustration. The coach helping them wanted Wendy to understand that she could change her approach to be more effective. Wendy should try to see things from Kevin's perspective and understand why he leaves early. She knew he wanted to be home with his new baby, but she was frustrated with taking on extra work. The coach suggested Wendy could talk to Kevin about work-life balance, discuss the issue with her manager, or manage her workload better by saying no to tasks she can't handle. When people stop seeing themselves as victims, they can start making positive changes. If you show anger, others will likely react with hostility. But if you show empathy, people are more likely to work with you. Often, conflicts get worse because both sides are afraid to show emotions, thinking it will make them seem weak. Some people think their bosses, co-workers, or clients are extreme, but this is rarely the case. To ease tensions, focus on what you say and how you say it. Clearly define roles and responsibilities to avoid misunderstandings. Changing your tone, volume, or pacing can help improve workplace relationships and prevent communication breakdowns. Shifting perspective. Kent was a skilled trial lawyer but struggled with managing client relationships. One of his partners suggested he get some outside help. Kent responded, "I'm their lawyer, not their therapist. My job is to win their case, not deal with their emotions." During a coaching session, Kent received a call from his doctor with test results, and the doctor hung up after giving only basic information. Kent said to his coach, "I can't believe this surgeon. He is so indifferent to my feelings." The coach explained that the doctor was brief because he had other patients and didn't see addressing anxiety as part of his job. Kent realized this was similar to how he treated his own clients. And he admitted, "I never looked at it like that. Perspective is how you see the world. It's challenging to objectively analyze your own viewpoint because it feels like reality. In interpersonal situations, there are multiple perspectives, and none is better than the other, they are just different. You can understand both perspectives even if you don't agree. To show that you respect other people's perspectives, avoid appearing condescending. When your beliefs differ greatly from theirs, it's harder to understand their point of view. Don't just think you understand them but still believe they're wrong. To get better at this, make the other person the narrator, try to see things from their perspective. This means understanding what matters most to them and why they hold their beliefs. Make the other person the hero, assume the best about their intentions and what they believe. Make yourself the villain, imagine how your actions might prevent them from reaching their goals. How does that feel? Ladder of influence. Chris Argyris from Harvard Business School created the ladder of influence to show how we process interactions. At the first step, data is everything we see, hear, or experience. Our brains then filter what's important and store that information. The second step is interpretation, where we decide how to react based on the data. For example, if someone on the train smiles at you, that's the data, how you choose to respond is your interpretation. The third step is drawing a conclusion about the interaction. We tend to look for information that supports what we already believe, which is called confirmation bias. Culture impacts communication, but it's not the only factor. Style, personality, age, gender, and job roles matter too. Suppose you monitor compliance for a global US-based company and email Meena in the IT department in India for a project update. When she replies that she'll get back to you, and you don't hear from her for days, you might get frustrated and email her again, copying her manager. What you don't realize is that Mina is dealing with delays from her senior managers and is avoiding putting them in a bad light. In her culture, it's important to avoid embarrassing others, so she's hoping you'll notice the problem yourself. Understanding these cultural nuances can help you communicate more effectively. Looking from the outside in. People often struggle to see themselves from others' perspectives because it can be uncomfortable and challenging. Feedback from a communications coach can be eye-opening and surprising because it reveals how perception differs from reality. Take Stan, for example. As a hospital administrator, he was praised for his achievements. But the staff saw him as the single most difficult person to work with. Stan thought people disliked him because he pushed them to do their best and tried to fight corruption. He couldn't see his role in the problem. Stan believed that demanding high standards and investing in training was enough, but he failed to recognize that his harsh approach was the real issue. To improve, Stan had to start seeing himself from others' viewpoints. He needed to develop empathy and avoid blaming others for problems. By becoming more self-aware, Stan could change his behavior and become a better leader. This shows that understanding how others see us is essential for growth and success. To understand how others see you, ask yourself, how might I be coming across? Or what am I doing to make things worse or prevent improvement? If you keep repeating the same problems, look for patterns. Notice if you have strong emotional reactions in certain situations, these might reveal a blind spot. Get honest feedback from someone you trust. You're more likely to listen to and act on advice from a friend or colleague you respect. Are you too empathetic? Most people struggle to see different perspectives, but some people go too far. For example, Lynn managed the IT department at a web design firm. When a staffer wanted to switch weekend shifts, Lynn agreed that another employee was willing to swap. When no one volunteered, the staffer asked Lynn to switch. Lynn agreed but felt like a sucker afterward. Lynn could have been sympathetic but also set clear boundaries. If you find yourself in similar situations, ask yourself these questions to check if you might be too empathetic. Do you still feel resentful after a problem is resolved? Do you think people treat you worse than they treat others? Are you scared to disagree or confront someone who pushes you? Role-playing for better communication skills. Role-playing can help you diagnose problems and practice better responses. Unlike acting, which follows a script, role-playing is spontaneous. You and your partner act out different scenarios to explore different perspectives and improve your communication skills. Role-playing is especially effective when used with video. For example, Alphonse's consulting clients loved him, but his employees didn't. His difficult behavior led to high turnover in his organization. Although Alphonse denied having a problem, he agreed to communication coaching. During a session, the coach role-played a situation with Rick, one of Alphonse's senior managers, and videotaped it. Rick had done extra work without renegotiating the contract, which made Alphonse furious. Watching the video, Alphonse saw how he had cut Rick off and used this insight to become a better listener and manage his anger more effectively. Role-playing can be uncomfortable because it pushes people out of their comfort zones and can reveal hidden issues. To use role-playing effectively, work with someone you trust. Start by explaining who they will be portraying and the situation you want to act out. Provide details about the person's job, their boss, clients, responsibilities, pressures, and any job-related problems. Your partner should ask questions to understand the character's actions and communication style. Act out the roles, then review the experience together. Discuss how you felt, what you liked or didn't like, what surprised you, and what you might change. Ask your partner the same questions to gain insights. Make peace. Only you can decide how to handle a situation where you feel stuck. You have two main choices, accept it or change it. Accepting it doesn't mean you're giving up, it means you're taking responsibility and choosing to live with it. Ask yourself, are the positive parts of this situation worth dealing with the negative parts? If you can accept it, don't hold on to the hope that things will magically improve. If you've tried everything and nothing is working, it might be time to walk away. Some situations can't be fixed, and it's important to recognize when it's time to move on. Key points. 1. Change your approach if your current strategies aren't working. 2. Resolve conflicts by showing empathy and seeking solutions. 3. See others' perspectives by imagining their role and intentions. 4. The ladder of influence shows how we process and react to interactions. 5. Understanding cultural differences can improve communication. 6. Self-awareness and feedback reveal how you impact others. 7. Role-playing with a trusted partner helps improve communication skills.